You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Red Wings spent the weekend trying to work themselves up from the basement of the Eastern Conference and keep their historic postseason streak alive. Back-to-back weekend wins over Washington and Pittsburgh helped, or did they? Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. And John, it's very much into the home stretch. The NHL regular season ends April 9th.
And that is true, and they beat the Capitals and the Penguins, number one and two, in their side right now. Very impressive. However, it's not going to matter because they're still dead last in their division.
So you don't see Detroit making it 26 straight?
They have to win about 75% of their games the rest of the way in, which is a tall order. They're not that far off points-wise. Okay. The leading team, Montreal, in their division is 31 and 20. Detroit is 24 and 25. So on that measure, pretty close. But you got a log jam. Too many teams are in front of you to leapfrog everybody to get there because they're going to win games too. So this, sad to say, the 25-year streak is likely to end this spring. When it does, then you have a draft coming up. Then you got the new building opening up in the fall. The timing could not be worse. And usually when you finish last, the good news is that, hey, you got a draft pick. You got the best guys out there. This happens to be a very weak draft year. Last year's Austin Matthews has scored 4 goals in his first game for Toronto. And the second coming of Gretzky, they say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This year, eh. So
a bad year to get to be in the basement looking for draft picks.
When I was thinking about this topic last night, Cindy, I thought, you know what? I've got almost nothing but bad news here for Red Wings fans. And I apologize for that. But here we are. So the team is not doing well despite the weekend.
Yeah.
Not going to make the playoffs. I'm not sure who on this team you keep, who do you get rid of. You probably keep Dylan Larkin. Too much upside. Sophomore slump this year, but looks good for the years ahead, I think. You might trade Thomas Vanek just for the playoffs for somebody else and then get him back. He said he loves playing in Detroit. He's the leading point getter right now, so don't lose him. But a weird thing in the NHL, his contract is up. So you give him to somebody like the Capitals who wants a playoff push. He plays for them for 3 months, 2 months, whatever else. You get him back in the summer because he's a free agent.
Interesting.
So
okay.
You tell the guy, don't move.
Keep the house.
That's right.
Keep the family.
Don't sell the house.
I guess I'm interested. What should the Wings be looking to get in return with this trade deadline coming up? I mean, should they be sellers or should they hold tight?
Sellers. You're not going to make it.
All right.
So
sellers, what do you need to get?
You need to get draft picks. But again, the problem there is not very good. You need to get trades also. Perhaps a more proven commodity is a big thing there. You need scoring. The team can't score. And that's been the problem. And losing Datsyuk in the offseason has been killer.
So that's coming back to haunt in a big way.
No question.
So what has most surprised you throughout this season, for better or for worse? Or maybe the word should be who has most surprised you, for better or for worse?
Yeah, I hate to say, is Blashill the head coach. I said in your show last summer, I thought he's going to be a great – 2 summers ago. I thought he's going to be a great addition. And so far this team has got no identity. Good weekend, I grant you. Not tough enough, not smart enough, take dumb penalties. Erickson is killing him on defense. Again,
well, he's out for the season. So.
I know.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but his broken wrist, they start winning games.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's got on the organization, but they refuse to trade him. He's got a big contract, and he's not very good.
There's no secret the Wings have had a really horrendous year in terms of injuries
bad
and playing
luck.
Days. So why do you think things have been so bad with injuries, especially compared to other seasons for the Wings?
It's mostly bad luck. What you don't know is who your weight training coach is. Does it make a difference and so on? Some trainers will tell you that if you exercise a certain way, you're more prone to injuries. Some will say if you do it this way, you're less prone to injuries. I'm not in the locker room. I can't say, but that's a factor. It's probably mainly dumb luck.
So looking ahead for this upcoming new season in the new home with pretty poor pickings in the draft, what do you see?
Weak draft. You have a building open up. You hate to open a building up on a down note, and you're going to get one. So it's bad news there. I think, however, the energy generated by the stadium being downtown in a better location than Joe Louis by far, the idea was putting Joe Louis downtown would generate foot traffic downtown. You've got 8 lanes of Jefferson. You might as well build a moat. You've got a building on the river with no windows. You can put it anywhere.
Right.
Don't put a casino on the river either. They don't have windows.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. And so, it was interesting with when you contrast with all the reminiscences when Mr. Ilitch passed about the teams that the 4 Stanley Cup winning teams.
Oh yeah.
How things have changed.
They have changed. Look, 25 years is a hell of a run. So it is the NHL record. So hats off to the Red Wings. It's almost certain to end this year, says me. If it doesn't, I'll eat crow on your show very happily.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And as always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.